Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, and today we have a very special segment. And the segment relates to who is God to you, who is God to us. I would like to first of all begin by praying, and then we will have a scripture, and then we will go into the lesson. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for giving us serenity. We thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom, knowledge, power, and understanding. Lord, we thank you for who you are, what you've done, and what you are going to do. We recognize and realize that we're coming up unto another holiday, which is a celebration of your birth. We ask that we continue to reverence you and understand who you are. We continue to acknowledge you on that very special day and continue to love on our family and friends and to be the people who you would have us to be. We're asking would you continue to bless us to walk in the will of God and into our destinies and into our prospective places where we belong. If there is any puzzle piece missing out of the puzzle, we ask that you restore it. Heavenly Father, if it is your will, if you are to be that restoration, we ask that each heart accept you as that void that needs to be filled. If there is someone who is depressed, someone who's thinking about suicide, someone who's thinking about running away, getting away to escape the pressures of life, we're asking you, would you lead and guide them in the right direction, whatever direction that may be. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the coldness. We thank you for the warmth. We thank you for the upcoming days as you will reveal who you are through the weather, because we can have summer in the winter because you are God and you can do that. We thank you for just keeping us. We thank you for blessing us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways. We thank you for giving us grace. We thank you for giving us mercy. We thank you for giving us deliverance. We thank you for giving us victory. We thank you for giving us success. We thank you for giving us a peace of mind. We thank you for just who you are, and we're asking would you continue to crown our heads with wisdom and knowledge, and would you help us to walk in those paths that you would have us to walk. Now, Lord, we're asking would this broadcast be something that you are pleased with and something that is acceptable in your sight. Bless it to reach and extend to those whom you would have it to extend to. Bless it to reach from city to city, state to state, nation to nation, and country to country. We're asking would you bless those with ears to hear the word of God and to understand and recognize that you are God and besides you there's none other. Once again, we thank you for just keeping us and waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We're asking for continued protection, divine protection, and we're asking for continued love on our parts towards you. And then, Lord, when traveling days over and we cannot call on your holy and righteous name any longer, please give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And today I'm excited and delighted because any time, once again, that I'm able to get up on this Blog Talk Radio and discuss the Word of God, it always excites my heart. So I want to come out of the Scripture. This is our scripture lesson. Isaiah 45, verse 22 says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." I have read to you Isaiah 45, verse 22. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. I would like to speak to you today. First of all, I would like to say, hey, everybody. Now, I want to speak to you today on a couple of things that the Lord has given me and is giving me as I'm speaking to you right now. And I want you to think about this question. I want you to think about who God is to you. I'm not asking you who God is to your neighbor, to your children, to your spouse, to your friends. I'm asking who is God to you at this point. there comes a time in our lives where we must evaluate our relationship with God, or if we even have a relationship with God. As I was able to speak on Saturday about frozen Christianity, God wants to unthaw our gifts. He wants to do something in our lives, but we have to remove those barriers. And when I say barriers, it's anything that hinders us from the will of God or from getting to God. And as I was saying that, the Lord showed me once again the woman with the issue of blood. She heard that Jesus was coming to town, and she had an ailment. She wasn't able to walk, but she crawled her way through the crowd. She pressed her way. The Bible says she pressed her way through the crowd until she got to God. And she said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment. She said, I will be made whole. And it happened because she believed. What are you willing to do to get to God? That's the question. It's not so much of, what is God's view? But what are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to do away with to get to God? We understand and recognize that the holidays are coming up, and it's a very important time on Wednesday, God's will, because a lot of people celebrate it as Christmas, Christmas, Christ. Christ is born on that day. And we have to recognize it's okay to share gifts. It's okay to receive gifts and give gifts. But the main point about Christmas, and I'm going to be on air for a little bit on Christmas Day, God's will, is to reverence God, because God is the giver of all great things. God is the one that gave you the money to get to purchase the gifts. So we can't forget about the giver. We have to show appreciation to God, and that's what we need to teach the children. It's not about, Santa Claus. And I may be wrong for saying this, but I'm just being real. Santa Claus is God. If you're gonna tell the children, students about Santa Claus, we need to go ahead and mention God. We need to come more into the reality of things, because what happens is, and this is what God has given me, and I may step on a couple of people's toes, or if there's some children listening, then you may want to tell them to go into the other room, because first of all, we teach children about Santa Claus, and that's fine because we want them to think Santa Claus did it. But we need to be in that same realm teaching them about Jesus, because Jesus did it. Jesus is doing it. He is the one that is who is allowing us to purchase all these things and have all these things to give to the children. So as much as we blow up Santa Claus and we bring Santa Claus to the mall and dress him up and we have these Christmas trees around, and what about bringing Jesus? What about bringing up Jesus, and what about having a manger and things like that where kids can take pictures? And then my vision is, okay, well, what about the atheists? They're going to come and say, can they bring their things? Because atheists, they have a whomever they serve. Well, we're not talking about the atheist was not born, whatever this religion is, whatever this myth is. That religion or that group was not born on Christmas Day. Jesus was. That's Jesus Day. It's kind of like me saying, okay, it's your birthday, but I want you to wish me a happy birthday. That can't happen. We have to reverence God at some point, and we have to let people know the truth about God, because God is the giver of all things, period, point blank. So it's okay to tell kids about Santa Claus. Okay, it's okay to let them know, tell them about Santa Claus and Miss Claus and whoever else, but we need to start talking about Mary and Joseph and Jesus, because once you train up a child to know God, they can start leaning and depending on God. Santa Claus only comes once a year. God is all year, until we leave this earth. So we need to teach them how to stand on something permanent instead of reverence something temporary. That's what God is saying today. In addition to that, we want to make sure that we are giving God gifts. And I know that you're asking, how do you do that? Well, as I said before, on Saturday, you utilize your gifts in order to edify and magnify God. If God has given you the wisdom to minister or teach, do it. You know, sometimes we have to take the initiative. We can't wait on people to say, oh, you know, I need you to come to my speaking engagement, or, oh, I need you to come to my church. Sometimes we have to take the initiative, and we have to begin to do what God has asked us to do, all right? That's how you give back to God. You give back to God by being obedient. You give back to God by helping others. You give back to God by thinking about others. You give back to God by doing unto others as they would have done unto you. You give back to God by reading the Word. It costs you nothing to give back to God, but some of us refuse to because we say we don't have time, you know, or other things get in the way. So I want to make sure, and this is my whole purpose of even coming on today, besides I had a guest, and my guest will be on this weekend, is promote God, because it's time for us to stop pretending like Christmas is just about toys, gifts, and money, because it's not. It's about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's about Mary. It's about Joseph. It's about having no room, and I'm going to say at the hotel, but having no room at the hotel, and they had to go to a stable, and then the most valuable person was born. So that tells you, or that tells me that just because you may have, you know, you may get $2,000 worth of gifts, God is really looking at the heart. You know, Jesus wasn't born in a, I'm going to say hotel room. He was born in a stable, something that was of less value, but he made it valuable because he was born there, and he is the Savior of the world. So as we approach Christmas, let's make sure that we are teaching, while we're teaching Santa Claus and Miss Claus and Rudolph, let's teach Jesus. Let's teach the Lamb of God. Let's teach the shepherds who abided in the fields. Let's teach as well. We have to make sure that we are teaching our kids, our students, about something that is permanent, something that's going to lead them in the right direction, something that is going to help them. I did write down a verse as I was preparing, Psalms 28:7, and actually it's a song. It's, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him." We should always magnify, edify the Lord, praise the Lord for all he has done. Not just praise the Lord for all he has done, but for who he is. Because God does not have to wake us up in the morning. As I said before, I never take that for granted. When God blessed me to open my eyes, I'm thanking God, because God could take us in the middle of the night. God could take us anytime he wants to. So I don't take life for granted. I know the Lord is my strength. I know the Lord is my shield. I know that my heart trusts in him. And we have to start trusting in God. I think a lot of times we have relinquished our love for God because we're so caught up in trying to keep up in the world. What's going on in the world? We're trying to keep up with what's the latest kicks, what's the latest shoes, what's the latest fad, what's the latest outfit, what's the latest purse, what's the latest watch, what's the latest car, what's the latest this. But we need to be up to date with God, the Word of God, because we, on a daily basis, we go through trials and tribulations. I guarantee you that listeners and everyone has something that they need to take to God, whatever it is. You know, no one is exempt from prayer. No one is exempt from the love of God. No one is exempt from needing prayer, you know. So we need to understand where we stand with God. God loves us no matter what, no matter how far we are from him. He even loved the atheists. He loved those who despitefully misused him. He loved those who hung him on the cross. But at the same time, we have to draw closer to God. And if we ever, and I keep saying this, I continue to say this, if we ever feel like we are far away from God, it's because we left. God didn't leave us. We left on our own will, and we're chasing after something that's not going to come to pass because God did not ordain it. God is over everything. He's the head. He's not the tail. He's over everything. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And let me explain this about the Alpha and the Omega. Our life begins with God and it ends with God. The things in between our life is either you're in the will or you're out of the will. There's no in-between. Your foot can't be halfway in the door, okay? Either you're with God or you're not. That's just how it is. Now, none of us are perfect, but we need to continue to evaluate where we stand with God. We talked about on Saturday dwelling in the house of the Lord, and I want to reiterate the church is you and I. The church is us. Okay? On Wednesday, we should be thanking God's will. We should be thanking God for everything. Thanking God for life. Thanking God for things that have happened this year. Thanking God for things that are going to happen. We should be thanking God. And actually, this should be every day. But I want to be very clear in saying that Wednesday, we should acknowledge God. It's more than opening up gifts. It's more than waiting outside stores to catch sales, you know. We talk about, I saw someone's posting on Facebook, and it basically said if we would tear down the churches like we tear down these stores when they have sales, imagine what the world would be like. And my response as God revealed this, is this. We don't have to tear down churches. The church is in our heart. God only requires that we spread the message. We spread the message of God. We don't have to tear down buildings and churches and wait in long lines and, you know, almost fight to get to what you want. It would be nice if people would dwell in the house of the Lord, but the dwelling place is in your heart. That's the dwelling place. Your church, the church is in your heart. Now, I'm all for going to church. But when you go to church, you also have to have the right heart. You have to take the church with you. You know, you can't take hell with you. You need to have heaven in your heart when you go to church. There's a lot of things around the world that happens in the church. People are bickering in the church. You have ministers who are just, you know, they're in the headlines. You have people who are serving in the church who maybe shouldn't be serving. You know, and that's not a negative connotation on the church. It's just that we have to be accountable for our hearts. We have to be accountable for who we are. We need to start teaching the word of God. If you are appointed to these different positions, then we need to start teaching proper protocol. You know, the house of God is nowhere to be bickering, to hate, no place to hate anyone. It's supposed to be, and I'm going to be very brief when I say this, it's supposed to be a place of refuge. That means to get away from the world. And I know I said your church is in your heart, but sometimes it's good to come in contact with people of like minds because they can help ease your mind. So the church is really a place of refuge. That's a place we can come and we can feel safe. That's a place we can come and we can pray unto God and get into the presence of God, and we can get into the presence of God at our house, you know, because we take the church with us. But it's a place, I'm going to tell you how God showed it. It's a place of refuge, and I want you to look up refuge. I know that all of you know what refuge is, but I want you to look up refuge and listen to this broadcast again about refuge. The church is a place of refuge, a place that we can go and uplift God. It is, the house of God is stored within our hearts. God calls it the temple of God. But the refuge is the place that we all can meet, because the world, Monday through Saturday, there is something that the world has done to us. The world may have beat us down. The world may have done something to us to anger us. That's where we can go. That's the place we can go. It's not the church. It's only a place of refuge. And there you will find the shepherd. And we are likened unto the sheep. If you have ears, then you hear. But the church, once again, is the heart. And I keep going back to this because God keeps giving it to me like this. And we have to be careful what we do in our place of refuge, because sometimes our place of refuge can become hell. And if we continue to bicker and we continue to fight and we continue to have disagreements and we continue to not maintain that place of refuge, then it will become something like a split. It will become something like a place that people go to go through the motions, but they're not receiving anything. The word is going forth. The choirs are singing. The ushers are on the door ushering, but you're not getting anything because, first of all, when you came in, you brought hell with you, and then when you leave out, hell is going back with you wherever you're going, so you cannot, your church, your ministry cannot be mobilized because you're not taking God with you. So we have to be sure that when we enter our place of refuge, prospective place on Sundays or prospective place on Wednesdays, that we are bringing heaven with us. We are bringing a pure heart, and we're bringing a positive mind, an open mind. We talk about, once again, and I'm just going as God has given me the word of God. We talk about, or we speak about once again, the people who are called. God says he has no respect of persons. So that means male or female can preach, can minister. A child can minister if God called them. And we get so caught up in worried about standards, how we perceive the Bible. We need to understand the correct interpretations of the Bible because, once again, we are leading people astray. No, but that's why now you have entertainment that's taking over Christianity. You have various things that's taking over Christianity, and you don't see many young people flocking. And it's not that we have to have more live music or more things that generate young people's interest. It's that things need to be corrected. You know, we need to have things in order before we invite people into that place of refuge. So therefore, what God is saying today, and I'm going to come to a close, is three things, and I'm writing them down. First of all, the church is our refuge, okay? The church is our refuge. That's the place that we're supposed to be able to go and find peace, period, point blank. The second thing is Jesus, okay? We celebrate this season because of Jesus. Jesus is the reason. There is nothing wrong with gifts, you know, because as a matter of fact, gifts was given to Mary when she had baby Jesus, okay? There's nothing wrong with gifts, but the whole point, if you read that Bible, the part about Jesus' birth, if you read that part, you will find that Jesus was at the center of the attention. So there's nothing wrong with gifts during Christmas, but we want to make sure we keep Jesus at the center. And finally, once again, and God keeps putting this on my heart, deny. We have to be careful who we deny and how we deny them. Now, things are to be done decent and in order, okay? And this goes with the denial of Mary as well. Because this is continuously on my mind. Mary was denied. This was Jesus' mother. Jesus is the Savior of the world, but his mother was denied. So therefore, Jesus could not be born in that hotel. He had to be born in a stable where animals were. And if you look at the symbolism that God has given me with animals, Jesus basically is referring to he has no respect of persons. I'm sure in that hotel place there were people of great value, but instead he was knocked off until the inn where the animals would their place of refuge. So God is saying it doesn't matter, once again, about the value of anything. God is seeking the heart, because you can put something valuable into an unvaluable place and you can change a whole systematic system. Or you can keep something that's of value into a valuable place and nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens because nobody's willing to give anything and nobody's willing to get anything, to receive anything. So you have to make sure that your place of refuge, there is a reciprocation of giving and receiving. We give the word of God, and you have to receive it. That's our place of refuge, and you have to make sure that things are done decent and in order. So I have 5 minutes as we are preparing for the celebration of Jesus. A lot of people say the birth of Jesus. Well, Jesus was already born. You can't re-enter and do it over again. We have to celebrate, and celebrate means praying, praising God for Jesus. It means to recognize who he is on that day as you're opening up gifts, you know, whatever gifts you have. So I'm going to be promoting that we celebrate Jesus. When I come on Wednesday, God's will, we're going to be celebrating Jesus for who he is, okay? So that's all that I have for today. Actually, I had more, but I'm going to be quiet and save some of that for Wednesday. All right, be sure to continue to tell your family and friends about blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's FREDALOVE. blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. The fashion line is here. Fashionedbylove.com is here. Be sure to continue to look out for that website. I am trying to update it as well. Gospel artists, artist promoters, authors, writers, actors, actress, positive community leaders, ministers. Please be sure to Facebook Afreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love to be your friend as well. Okay, and I would also love to have you on the show. Be sure to continue to watch the page. I am going to actually put on a presentation or show a presentation, a couple of pictures I took on Saturday, with Miss Yolanda Adams and Mr. Willie Doug. Their event was excellent. Okay, also, make sure that you continue once again to review my page, ALFREDALOVE, FREDALOVE, because you never know what's going to be on there. It's going to be something good. I will be back on Wednesday, so be sure to tune in. I want to wish you a very excellent evening. And if you would like, you can message me, or you can Facebook me. It doesn't really matter. You can email me. Once again, I appreciate all of my listeners. If you ever want to chime in while I'm on, please do so. I would love that. I love dialogue. So please chime in if you have something to say. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.